President Trump's travel ban also blocks Syrian refugees from entering the country. That's affected the life of one Syrian refugee family already here in California. The World's Monica Campbell has been following the family and checked in with them again this week.
The last time I saw Ghassem Al-Hamad and his family was about a year ago in California. I'm reporting in Mexico City right now, but wanted to call and hear how things were going.
Ghassem?
Yes, yes.
Hello, it's Monica.
He tells me everything is good.
My children speak English, good to school, good, everything good.
His four kids enjoy school. Al-Hamad has work as a halal butcher. His wife, Wajid, she got her driver's license and now takes the kids around in the minivan. Al-Hamad and his family are from Syria. 2 years ago, they resettled in Turlock, a small rural city east of San Francisco. A big change, but smooth so far, except for what's happening now. English is still tough for Al-Hamad, so we had an interpreter on the line.
So my brother supposed to arrive here in February 18th, but because of a President Trump decision, they put all the reservation for the refugees to come to America on hold. I'm very worried about my brother.
Al-Hamad's brother also fled Syria and had a plane ticket for California this month. But Trump's order has left his brother stuck in Jordan, where he went after Syria. His brother's 24-year-old son, though, he got to California just under the wire 2 weeks ago.
So he arrived before the President Trump issued his decision.
So now the family is split. And Al-Hamad knows his brother can't go back to Syria. Al-Hamad and his family, they barely made it out alive. After fleeing Syria, their house was bombed. Neighbors emailed them photos of the rubble. "Look, this was your home," they said. At the same time, Al-Hamad isn't surprised his brother is being blocked now. He's noticed change since Trump won the election. Turlock may be in California, but it's rural, more conservative. Trump did pretty well here.
So, yes, there are some changes. Before, we felt that we are part of the community. After, the feeling has changed. We feel that we are strangers here.
Al-Hamad wishes more people understood how tough it was to get to the U.S. The vetting he got, that he says his brother got, was intense. Long interviews, over and over. His retina was scanned for biometric data. Still, Al-Hamad knows that some people, including Trump, say that refugees can be dangerous or that they just get assistance while others from the U.S. struggle. I asked him more about that.
If he has a message for Donald Trump, what is it?
America needs people, to work.
And he says he gives back.
For example, I came here, I worked, I paid taxes, I bought a car, I helped this country. I've been working for 2 years.
I asked him how he explains all of this to his kids, especially his oldest daughter. She's 10. He says he's not sure what to say, but he knows they talk about the news at school.
They teach her in the school about what's going on.
Turns out his daughter's also teaching him things about America.
2 weeks ago, there was Martin Luther King Day. My daughter came to me and told me, "Today we have a big celebration." I didn't know about that.
He says he enjoys seeing his daughter learn about U.S. democracy, but Al-Hamad worries about America now.
I have big, huge concern. Racism is going to destroy the country. I'm worried a lot about America. If there is a civil war in America, that's going to destroy the country. Look what happened in Syria. Syria got destroyed.
He says he wishes this fear would go away, of Syrians, of Muslims. That's keeping families like his out. For The World, Monica Campbell.